USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. Les Moonves, the CEO of CBS, is under investigation by his own network after The New Yorker reported several women accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, and dozens of employees report a culture of harassment at the network.
They also said that they were speaking out because they were afraid there was a broader culture of impunity across this company.
That's journalist Ronan Farrow, who broke the story for The New Yorker. Moonves has issued a statement saying decades ago he may have made some women feel uncomfortable by making advances, but he says he's always understood and abided by the principle that no means no, and he says he's never misused his position to harm or hinder anyone's career.
For the first time, the U.S. Catholic Cardinal has renounced his position, has been ordered by the Pope to live a life of prayer and penance.
That's National Catholic reporter Joshua McElwee reporting on the resignation of Theodore McCarrick, former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The car fire in Northern California has burned through 75 square miles and is only 5% contained. Two firefighters have been killed and at least 500 structures destroyed in Shasta County. Amanda Ree is with the Red Cross.
When folks' livelihoods depends on these evacuations, it's heartbreaking. Folks that are worried about their homes that don't have fire insurance, it's tragic.
Thousands are under mandatory evacuation orders, and residents there are taking refuge in shelters. Part of the reason so many people are in danger is because of the extreme and erratic winds that are violently pushing the flames through neighborhoods in Redding. A small plane made an emergency landing on Chicago's Lakeshore Drive during rush hour Friday evening. The pilot put out a distress call and reported losing engine power to air traffic control before making the landing. Carla Black was on the plane when she saw the plane approaching.
My impulse was to just go ahead and speed up, and I remember my daughter said, "Mommy, why are you going so fast?" And I said, "That plane is about to land and hit us."
The vintage aircraft set down without hitting any vehicles. Neither the pilot nor the passenger were injured. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Authorities say before a gunman shot and killed two people and then himself at a nursing home in Robstown, Texas, Friday evening, he killed two other people at his home. City Administrator Herman Rodriguez tells ABC.
Everybody is just dumbfounded and befuddled. We are in shock.
Robstown is located near Corpus Christi. President Donald Trump uses his weekly address to promote ICE's immigration enforcement work. He says one of the critical lessons in the wake of the 9/11 attacks is that immigration enforcement saves lives.
167 Democrats in the House of Representatives refused to vote for a resolution to support the heroes of ICE. These are brave and great men and women.
Monday marks 53 years since President Lyndon Johnson signed into law the legislation that established Medicare. In the Democratic weekly address, Congresswoman Stephanie Murphy of Florida said Medicare is one of the most life-saving programs in the United States, and lawmakers must continue to strengthen its benefits for older Americans.
Republican leaders in Congress continue trying to undermine America's commitment to its seniors. I, along with my colleagues in the House, remain strongly committed to defending these programs because these are not entitlements. They are benefits earned through a lifetime of hard work.
In Russia, tens of thousands of people are protesting plans to substantially hike the age at which Russian men and women can receive their state retirement pensions to age 65 for men and 63 for women. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.